Hello there, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel, and this week we're talking about fermented vegetables and a possible link to stomach cancer. Nutrition Diva listener Brian wants to know, do the benefits of fermented vegetables such as sauerkraut and kimchi outweigh the risk of getting stomach cancer? I understand that Koreans who eat a lot of kimchi also have the highest rates of stomach cancer. So I'm wondering whether increasing our consumption of these products in order to help the beneficial bacteria in our guts is worth the risk. Brian is right. People in Asian countries where fermented vegetables make up a large part of the diet do have higher rates of stomach cancer than elsewhere in the world. 50 years ago, stomach cancer was one of the most common types of cancer diagnosed worldwide. And the good news is that the global incidence of stomach cancer has declined significantly over the last decades. This is due in part to precipitous declines in smoking, which is a significant risk factor for stomach cancer. It's also due to better detection and treatment of H. pylori. That's a type of bacteria that commonly infects the digestive tract and can cause stomach ulcers, as well as stomach cancer. H. pylori is readily eradicated by antibiotic therapy, and now that we know to look for it and exactly how to get rid of it, ulcers and stomach cancer are far less common. However, the incidence of stomach cancer remains high in Korea and elsewhere in Asia. And believe it or not, the very high consumption of fermented vegetables is thought to be one contributing factor. Now, this is a little confusing, right? Because eating more vegetables is a good way to reduce your risk of cancer. And as Brian points out, fermented vegetables also contain probiotic bacteria, which foster a healthy gut. At the same time, fermented vegetables do contain nitrosamines. These compounds, which are byproducts of the fermentation process, can have carcinogenic effects. Here in the West, the primary source of dietary nitrosamines are cured and processed meats, like bacon and salami. In Korea, where the total nitrosamine intake is much higher, the primary dietary sources are smoked or salted fish and fermented vegetables like kimchi. The traditional Korean diet is also much higher in sodium than the typical Western diet, which is not exactly low in sodium, right? And this may be another contributing factor to the high rates of stomach cancer. Sodium in high amounts may irritate the lining of the stomach, and that could make it more vulnerable to the carcinogenic effects of nitrosamines. Another thing to keep in mind is that the traditional Korean diet, while very high in fermented and pickled vegetables, is often quite low in fresh vegetables. The nutrients in fresh vegetables, especially the vitamin C, can neutralize the nitrosamines in the digestive tract. And the epidemiological evidence bears this out. People whose diets are high in pickled vegetables, but also high in fresh vegetables, appear to be protected against the increase in cancer risk. This same protective effect also applies to the nitrosamines found in processed meats, such as bacon or hot dogs. Western diets that contain a lot of processed meats have repeatedly been linked to increased risk of cancers of the digestive tract. However, this increased risk is not seen in those who eat a lot of processed meat, but also eat a lot of vegetables. Although it's clear that vegetable consumption is associated with reduced cancer risk, we still don't know all of the mechanisms involved. It could be the antioxidants that vegetables provide. The fiber might also play a role, both by improving digestion and elimination, and also by fostering a healthy gut microbiome. And perhaps this carcinogen neutralizing effect is also part of what makes vegetables so very good for us. So to answer Brian's question, I think you can safely and beneficially incorporate fermented vegetables into your diet, both as a way to get more vegetables and also to get some probiotic bacteria. Just make sure that your diet also contains plenty of fresh vegetables and not too much salted, smoked, or cured meat and fish. It's fine to enjoy those foods on occasion, just not as a daily staple. You'll find a complete transcript of today's show, along with links to the research and some related episodes, on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. And you can also search the entire archives of almost 650 episodes for your answers to other nutrition questions. If you've got a question I haven't yet answered, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. And if you're looking for support in pursuing your health and weight goals, please check out the tools and the resources that we've made available at weighless.life, where we help people create the habits, the mindset, and the lifestyle that help them weigh less without dieting. That's at weighless.life. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Jake Johnson. This is Monica Reinagle. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.